Essentially, these pull you down. Stay away. And you know that that... Blah, 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 blah. Now hold on here just a minute. My sound guy really wanted to throw in that tongue twister blooper for y'all to enjoy. But you know what? I'm going to let it go. It'll be okay.
Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Someone's hanging from a high ledge, ready to fall. They're yelling for help and losing strength. Now they hold on with only one hand. You know emergency teams will never make it in time. Frantically, you grab a nearby sturdy tarp and enlist 5 or 6 strong-looking bystanders to hold tightly on the corners and sides, a makeshift life net directly below. Realizing the person is about to fall, yet is filled with fear, you yell, "Let go! It'll be okay!" This is number 6 in a series on hope. Let go, it'll be okay. How many times have you been in a life situation where you could barely hang on? Ultimately, you feel the seriousness of losing your grip. Let's face it, people don't like to fall. Even so, God tells you to let go and fall into Him as you try to hold your life together. He promises to catch you. Equally, you're afraid. Regardless, you decide to believe when God says, "Let go, it'll be okay." It's hard to hold on. Conflicts, problems, and difficulties are part of living. They absorb energy and time. Sometimes they break your heart. Solutions get complicated. Relationships suffer despite best efforts, prayer, and faithfulness. Your energy gets drained, and sometimes hope falters. Subsequently, you keep holding on, waiting for intervention. Relentlessly, life tensions cause tremendous strain, even with good planning. You know you must manage things, whatever resources you have. Well, God wants to help you manage conflicts, problems, and difficulties. Thankfully, He cares deeply about your life, down to the detail. However, it's hard to imagine in the middle of tough situations, you can have peace and joy. However, it requires effective strategies. Plus, it means, let go, it will be okay. God will catch you. In order to survive, God equips you with strategies to engage hard times. So, implement these 8 strategies as needed. First of all, your skill sets. God created you with skill sets to deal with difficult developments. You may already know your skill sets. If you don't, God provides these resources to help you get in touch with what you are capable of doing. Wisdom. God shares His with you. Check out James 1 verse 5. He also gives you the skill set of problem solving, and Scripture gives you great action points. Further, He gives you capacity for a unique approach to life situations, and He finally also gives strength and insight. Well, His Word also gives you the kind of help you need. It gives you direction, promises, discernment, and comfort. Equally, God invites you to interact with Him about all your life events because He intends to empower you, to enable you, and to encourage you. Consequently, have you identified your skill sets? Further, are you using them? As you identify your skill sets and use them, you'll still know you have limitations. This is when you let go. It'll be okay. God will catch you. Okay, so that is the first strategy that God has given to you. The second strategy is this. He wants you to manage your life and creation. This is a management skill that He's given to everyone. God equipped you to manage both your life and the creation around you. How can you possibly do both these things? They're huge. Well, God invites you into partnership, which includes your ability to do the following things: to nurture relationships, to manage personal habits, to wisely invest your time, energy, and resources, and you have the ability to also put your heart into it. It also includes the bigger picture. Here's a list of some things that God has put out there for you to participate in. 1, to feed hungry people. 2, to help prevent war. 3, protect the environment. 4, develop medicine. 5, support good business. 6, expand cities and industry. And those are just some of the bigger picture options that you can participate in. Interestingly, some of those tasks are well beyond your and my control. That is, unless we work in concert with one another and with good organizations already set up to address needed tasks. Here are some good questions to consider. 1, are you asking God to show you how to engage your skill sets? 2, have you prayed about how to help manage creation all around you? 3, will you obey what God leads you to do? 4, do you respect the uniqueness of other people and their ideas? And 5, do you respect God's creation enough to care for it properly? If you cannot say yes to those questions, you'll likely struggle to work in concert with others and with God. Plus, you'll struggle to manage your own troubles. Actually, you may conclude it's just too much. But God says, let go. It'll be okay. Let's go on to another strategy on how you can let go and it'll be okay. 3, work out differences and conflicts. God expects you to reasonably do this. Yes, work out differences and conflicts as far as it depends on you. Disputes and disagreements threaten areas of your life as well as nations of this world. Yet God promises to guide your every step as you trust and obey. Work to address differences and conflicts with creative solutions. Plus, partner with others. Although overwhelming, especially in the big picture of the world, ask God to point you in the right direction. Though it may seem too small, do what you can. Then let go. It'll be okay. All right, strategy 4, stay away from sin. That sounds like a really good one. A simple, effective way to let go. Have you considered partnering with God to stay free from unhealthy habits? Perhaps there's something you've had in your life for years that keeps you ineffective, lonely, or discouraged. It helps to stay away from things, from people, and events that are contrary to God's ways. Essentially, these pull you down. Stay away. You know that that will involve resolve. So let go. It'll be okay because God will help you. All right, strategy 5 is to endure mistreatment. I wish it were not so. However, reality means there are times you may need to endure mistreatment. These following questions help prepare for mistreatment. First of all, are you secure in Jesus? Next, will you trust Him with mistreatment from others? Are you willing to suffer wrongdoing from others when not avoidable? Also, are you courageous enough to respectfully confront wrong? And then, will you return kindness for disregard? These initiatives are easy to discuss, but they are hard to do sometimes. They require a humble heart. They require courage and security in Christ. If you are afraid but willing to endure mistreatment for God's purposes, then let go. It'll be okay. Strategy number 6. Accept that things may not turn out. Many times, things don't turn out the way you want, which it's hard to accept that. However, knowing this makes it easier to let go and to trust God. He says it'll be okay. Consider this verse. Those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. 1 Peter 4:19. Subsequently, commit your disappointment to Jesus and keep doing good even when things don't turn out. Yes, let go even in this strategy because it will be okay. Strategy number 7, hang out with God. You have a standing invitation to hang out with Him. Sadly, there are times that others don't or can't welcome you. Regardless, God welcomes you. When you feel lonely, God is always near. When difficulties pile up and you are overwhelmed, God knows how to get you through with admirable courage. So it's essential to hang out with God. Let go. It'll be okay. God wants to hang out with you. Strategy number 8. God does miracles. Yes, He still does. This could be in an eye-popping way, or it could be as simple as giving you courage, strength, and resolve to do the right thing in this world. Incidentally, that's a miracle. Even in the daily trenches, God is with you as you embrace Christ's peace in circumstances. That too is a miracle. Interestingly, the greatest miracle is to let go and to know it'll be okay. After all, God is still in control. Here is a summary of the strategies available to you, the ones we just went through. The first one was identify and develop your skill sets for problem solving. The second one, manage your life and creation for God's glory. Third, work out differences and conflicts as far as it depends on you. Four, stay away from sin. Instead, stay close to God. Five, endure mistreatment and trust God to manage outcomes. Number 6, accept it may not turn out as you hope. Number 7, when you are alone, mistreated, misjudged, and misunderstood, hang out with God. Number 8, remember, God still does miracles. Remarkably, these 8 strategies help you live with hope. Just let go. It'll be okay. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. Matthew 16, verse 25. Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, 28. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's material. Number 1, are you barely hanging on in your circumstances? 2, what specific ways can you tap into God's comfort and rest? 3, how can you develop your skill sets to solve problems better? Now we're starting into those 8 strategies that you have. That was the skill sets. Number 4 question is, what are you doing to manage your life and creation? Number 5, specifically, what creative options can you adopt to work out differences and conflict? Number 6, have you committed to stay away from sin? 7, Will you trust God to help you endure mistreatment? 8. Do you accept it may not turn out? 9. How often do you hang out with God? 10. Do you believe God still does miracles? And 11, do you believe God when He says, "Let go, it'll be okay"? This is the final episode in our series of Hope. Be sure to check out all the previous episodes. Portions of this content come from our book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through 1st and 2nd Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more. As you navigate life's challenges and issues, sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.